One of Arthur Anderson's partners told the jury hearing the Anderson case today that he does not think officials at the firm's headquarters in Chicago ordered the shredding of documents. The prosecution's star witness, David Duncan, has told investigators that he does think he was instructed to destroy Enron documents when he received an email reminding him of Anderson's document retention policy. NPR's Cheryl Corley was in the courtroom in Houston today and joins us now. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, John.
Cheryl, this testimony about what Anderson officials in Chicago intended and what partners in Houston understood, did this seem to be a significant moment?
Well, it has come up several times, and it's all tied to an email that came from Anderson's in-house attorney, Nancy Temple. She sent a memo around to top managers, and it made its way around Anderson offices. It was essentially a link to the company's document retention policy. But how David Duncan viewed that as an order to do massive shredding, and how Carl Bass, who was a Houston-based official, viewed it two different ways. Carl Bass was very cautious in his testimony today, and he said he didn't think the email was a reminder to destroy anything. He just considered it normal policy. And he did delete documents, but he didn't do it because of the policy and didn't do it because he thought a federal investigation may be on the way.
The prosecution strategy has been pretty clear from the outset. Establish a motive and then point out that David Duncan, the senior partner on the Enron account, has already confessed to obstructing justice.
Yeah.
Are we getting a better picture of the defense strategy now?
I think it's become increasingly clear that the defense has a twofold strategy, and one part may be a little problematic for the defense. In one sense, they're going to try to discredit David Duncan, but they also don't want to alienate him, so they're going to try to show that Duncan might have turned and pled guilty because of pressure from the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Rusty Hardin unsuccessfully, Hardin being the defense attorney, tried to get some notes made by Duncan's attorneys to see if Duncan had changed his story from when he talked to congressional investigators. The other strategy is just to show that Anderson didn't know a federal investigation was imminent and the destruction of documents was not out of the ordinary and that Anderson employees weren't trying to hide anything.
Is the law clear on what a company is expected to do with papers that might be subpoenaed in the future but haven't been yet?
Yeah, well, that's really the crux of this whole argument. When do you keep the papers? When do you get rid of them? And what they've been saying here is that it isn't any crime to get rid of anything unless it's been subpoenaed. And they also, Anderson says, they should get points as well for helping the prosecutors get information back, that the prosecution and the government would even have a case if Anderson hadn't recreated some documents that had been wiped out of computers.
It's taking a bit longer than people thought to get to the government star witness, David Duncan. He's now expected on Monday, I gather?
He is expected to testify on Monday. What's been happening in the courtroom is that the government and the defense have been going over the rather complex financial transactions that led to the Enron bankruptcy. And I think that they want to make sure that the jury really understands those issues before they bring David Duncan to the stand.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's Cheryl Corley speaking from Houston.